Welcome to a supernatural encounter through the word preached by Bishop Ernest Ayi. Bishop Ernest is the chairman of the Greater Life Church, a vibrant denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. This message will revive, restore, and refresh you in ways only God's word can. Be blessed as you listen.
Jesus, hand in hand, he and I. Let's cherish every moment Jesus gives to us. The time is passing by.
Oh, oh, oh. Will I ever pray when I kneel down by my I ask the Lord to help me to obey his calling. If I could just please the Lord,
I must cherish the love of God. I must cherish the grace of God.
Ooh, oh,
cherish his mercies, cherish his love, cherish the cross of Christ. I must cherish the chance I have. I must cherish the call of God. Cherish the times I have to work. Cherish the times of grace.
Is lost and dying. No one seeks for God, but Jesus died to save the world. So many live in darkness. They never heard of Jesus. No, can I help to tell them?
Oh, you pray when you kneel down. Please ask the Lord to help you to obey his calling. If you could just please the Lord.
I must cherish the love of God. I must cherish the grace of God. Cherish his mercies. Cherish his blood. Cherish the cross of Christ. I must cherish the chance I have. I must cherish the call of God. Cherish the times I have to work. Cherish these times of grace.
Calling. Can I tell you?
Oh, the Lord to help you to obey His calling. If you could just please the Lord,
you must cherish the love of Christ. You must cherish the grace of God. Cherish His mercies, cherish His blood, cherish the cross of Christ. You must cherish the chance you have. You must cherish the call of God. Cherish the times you have to work. Cherish these times of grace.
Today, we ask that you bless your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Put your hands together. Please take your seats. Hallelujah. Okay. Today, we are starting a new series. Hallelujah. And we are starting a new series, and the title is Fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Fruitfulness. Today is the first Sunday in the month of June, okay? And on the 2nd of July, we have our Swollen Sunday. Hallelujah. You didn't clap your hands for Jesus. So you're going to be involved in the Swollen Sunday, and I'm going to be involved in it. Hallelujah. Great. So I want us to look at this subject called fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. Hallelujah. I wonder how somebody can be described as successful when the reason for your engagement is not fulfilled. Do you understand? You were employed as an accountant. You never prepared one balance sheet. Huh? How could you have succeeded as an accountant? Do you understand? Yes. You were engaged to sing. You never sang a song. You can do everything else, but if you fail in your engagement, do you understand? Your mission has not worked. Your mission cannot be said to have succeeded. So it is very, very important to know the reason for your engagement. Why is God engaging you? Why does God want you? Why has God called you? In John chapter 6 verse 44, it says that no one can come to me. Jesus speaking. He said, no one can come to me. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. So if you come to him, you must have been drawn. And if you have been drawn, you must have been drawn for a reason. Why were you drawn? Why were you drawn? Why did God call you? Why did God nyamia we you? Adentu na nyami you. Why did God call you? Do you understand? If you don't know that, and if you don't follow that, you may do every other thing, and still not be pleasing to God. Hallelujah. So knowing the reason for your engagement is very necessary to your pleasing God, and for that matter, succeeding. Hallelujah. So everybody needs to know the reason for your engagement. Why are you here? Why has God called you? To do what? To polish shoes? Is that why you are? Did he call you to polish shoes? He called you to wash dishes? Why did he call you? Why did he call you? Did he call you to be a cameraman? Is that why he called you? Do you understand? Why did he call you? So reason for engagement is necessary for your fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Are you here? Can you understand what I'm saying? If you have been to class 3 before, you must understand what I'm saying. Okay. If you haven't been to class 3 before, no, we can allow you not to understand. But I'm sure everybody here has been to class 3 before, so you must understand. Okay, so let's look at John chapter 15, verse 16. John chapter 15, verse number 16. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, verse number 16. It says that, "You have not called me, but I have called you, and I have ordained you." Hallelujah. "I have called you, and I have ordained you." I have called you and I have ordained you. Jesus speaking. He said, "You didn't choose me. You didn't call me. I called you. I saw you and I called you. I ordained you, but I did that for a reason." Do you understand? I did that for a reason. I did that for a reason. That you should go. He didn't call you to sit down. He called you to go. He called you to go. And some of you have never gone anywhere. Yes, never gone anywhere. You always sit in your homes. You sit at your business places. Never gone anywhere. But the reason why he called you, and he ordained you. He chose you and ordained you that you should go. The reason for the calling is that you will not sit at one place, but that we would go. And we are going not for going's sake. We will go and do what? And bring forth fruit. Bring forth fruit. The reason for the call, the reason for the ordination, the reason for the appointment, the reason for the selection, the reason for the choosing is so that you would move to bring fruit. Fruit, and that the fruit you bring must remain establishment, being planted must remain, and that will change your relationship with God. It changes it. It said that, "And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will do it." It changes your relationship with him. Hallelujah. Yes. Changes your relationship with him. Because if hitherto he didn't listen to you, he would not respond to you. Now he responds. Something about your relationship changes because you went out, you brought forth fruit, and your fruit have remained. And because of that, your relationship with him has changed. Has changed. Did you know that what comes to you is defined by the relationship you have with the one who can give? Yes. What comes to you? What comes to you is determined by the relationship you have with the giver. Yeah. Do you understand? Yes. That's why there are things my children, they don't have to ask. Yeah, they don't have to ask. They don't have to. You have to ask, but they don't have to ask. When they wake up in the morning, they don't need to ask. Why? They don't need to ask by virtue of the fact that they are my children. Yes. I wake up in the morning immediately. I know what who is eating. You don't have to to ask that, daddy, I want food. No. There's nothing like that. I've arranged already. I've arranged every day. What they eat every week. There's a menu. Yes, there's a menu. A prepared menu. Every week. Yes. But I don't have a prepared menu for you. You see, the type of relationship, it defines what comes to you. Yeah. It defines what comes to you. That is why you should do things to affect your relationship with God. And it's giving us the clue. It's giving us the clue. What is the clue? The clue is that go. Become fruitful. Your fruitfulness would change the relationship. It will change it. Hallelujah. So everybody's purpose that God has for you is the purpose to be fruitful. Yes, to be fruitful. Whatever you do in your Christian walk, if you are not fruitful, you have failed the fundamental purpose for your call, for your selection. You failed it. Fundamental. I'm going to go through with you a list. A list of people to let you know that all these people, God's purpose for calling them, it's only one. It cannot be that yours is different. It can't be that you alone, yours is different. Yes. You are coming to church. The purpose is not to shudder. Do you know shudder? Is it to day? Do you know days? You daze people when they see you. Just when they see you, they look at you up and down, from top to your feet. Yes. When you even pass, they can't keep their focus. Yes. Yesterday we went somewhere. We went to Mampong. And as we were climbing the hill, you know, I think that these key fit guys, they cause a lot of disturbance there. You know, so there was a lot of, for the first time, I saw traffic on the climb. You know, and there was a security man standing somewhere. he has chalked on a pillar. He has chalked like this, and the people, the keep fit people, they keep passing. Me, I said that, look, these people, they just come to show their shape, their body shapes. Yes. I said that. I mean, these people, So this man was standing there. This police officer was standing there. As I was standing there, the people were passing. So one came. He was coming. He was watching. You know, they watch. Then he watch other people. So it's like I'm doing surveillance. Then the person came to pass in front. The attention shifted from here. Then he followed it. Then he started sizing it. I don't know whether he wants to sew a dress for her, but he was measuring it. And then people started laughing at him. Now you are standing there as security. Is it the type of security you are doing? Did you get it? Oh, the eyes really monitored. His eyes were good. They monitored. Hallelujah. Yes. So you see, you are not supposed to. It's not your job. I mean, the job or the reason is not supposed to daze people. It's not supposed to get them confused. Yes. There are some of the people, when you are driving and you see them, you get confused behind the wheels. I hear that people have had accidents watching you. they entered into pillars watching. Did you understand? Yes. Listen, that is not the job Christ has for you. That's not the job. Hallelujah. Yes, it is not the job. Your job in the church or your job as a believer is to be fruitful. Your job as a believer is to have people you point to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are my souls. These are my fruits. You must be able to point to people. Hallelujah. There must be fruit. After 1 year, after 2 years, after 3 years in the church, there are people that you point to and say that these are my fruits, these are my souls. Okay, these are the fruits that Christ is talking about. Go forth and bear fruit. Bring forth fruit. Let that fruit abide, remain. And then when that happens, there would be a change. It will transform our relationship, my relationship with you. Now, when you speak, the response to what you speak will be different. Hallelujah. Your fruitfulness will ensure the change of that relationship to the better. Hallelujah. Yes. Fruitfulness. God's purpose for your life is fruitfulness. Yes, that's chapter 1. God's purpose for your life is fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. So when you are not fruitful, you see, if you understand this, it will change what you do. Do you understand? You can't say that you are a woman, you want to be pregnant. Your husband lives at Suhum. You live at Botiano. Once every month, either your husband comes to Botiano or you go to Suhum once a month. And you are telling me that you are believing God to be pregnant. Are you a magician? Are you a magician? Yes. There are things you do to be pregnant. There are things you do to be fruitful. You can't say that, you see, you want to be fruitful when you haven't identified what do I do to be fruitful. Today, as I listened to the flow service, Bishop was talking about the fact that you must examine yourself. Self-examination. Ask yourself frank questions. Do you understand? Ask yourself frank questions. Examine yourself. Who are you really? Ask yourself, am I a believer? What is it? What can I point to show that fact? Am I? Examine yourself. I'm a shepherd. Really? Really? Do you understand? I am a pastor. Am I a true one? Whatever. Ask yourself. Be frank. Self-examination. Do you understand? Somebody said that when you say you are a leader and there's nobody following you, you are taking a stroll. That's actually what you are taking a walk. They say you are going on a walk. You see, in the morning you see people going on a walk. They walk very fast with their sportswear and all that. Every morning. Today I saw one of my children like that. Yeah, is she in church? Is she in church? Hey, she's not in church. She's still walking. she's not here. Yes. She's now resting from the walk. Yeah, I saw it. This one, I saw it when I was coming to church. Very early, early in the morning. It was still okay. Yeah, Sunday morning. She's not here. Yeah, she was keeping fit. You are taking a walk when you are a shepherd and there is no sheep behind you. It's a walk you are taking. So you ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? Self-examination. Am I really following Christ? This is my purpose. Can I point to this in my life? Yes. I had a soul. We became pastors on the same day. Yes. The soul I won came to church. In the same church. We all became pastors. She was standing here, I was standing here. Yes. A line of people. The one I brought to say, lift up your hand. Say this after me. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father. From today. I believe. Jesus. After some years, we were standing on the same line. Yes. And we're being appointed pastors. Yes. Yes. That your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, it shall be given thee. That is the aim. So you see, I can remember. Yes. I can remember. Yeah. At the appointment, one of the ladies came to tell me, Sela, I came to church because of you, and you have been the one to appoint me. Yes, pastor. Yes. Yeah. You see, do you know why you are not clapping? Because you don't understand what it means. You don't understand the value of that. You don't understand the value. Hallelujah. Yes. Even though I say that you don't understand the value, you still won't clap. I don't know whether some people, when they come to church, their minds are locked up somewhere. Be here. Your mind is doing keep fit. Hallelujah. Yes. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to see that. Somebody you brought to church. Somebody who followed you to church. Yes. Followed me to church, and today she's a pastor. Yes. It's beautiful. Yes. So he said, your job is to go out there. Bring them in. And that fruit should abide. This is my aim for you. So we should be able to, when we come to church, we should be able to look around and see our fruits. Not only see our fruit, but to see them abiding. Okay? That effect, it changes something between you and God. Yes. When you speak, your voice carries a different weight. Yes. You receive a different response. It is not my idea. This is what we are saying. That whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he may do it. He may give it to you. Yeah. Hallelujah. So fruitfulness must be very important to us. Are you here? Are you sure? Wow. To be fruitful. It says that God's eternal purpose for you is that you should be fruitful. To be fruitful is God's purpose for you. God sees you as a tree that must bear fruit. That's how God sees you. Hallelujah. So when you are a tree and you don't have any fruit on, because when you are a tree, after you are a mango tree, after like 4 years or 5 years, you see, when we come around, we are expecting to see fruit on the mango tree. If we are not seeing fruit on the mango tree, there is a problem. There's a problem. Remember one day Jesus saw a fig tree? Huh? When he was going, and the fig tree was such that the fig tree was in a state to be able to bear fruit. But when he went close, there was no fruit on it. And God and Jesus cursed it. Do you understand? Cursed it because it was fruitless. When it should have been fruitful. When it should have had something on. He had nothing on. And therefore attracted a curse. You see, to be fruitless is not an achievement. It's not an achievement. Hallelujah. Don't be a believer without fruit. There is nothing to point to in your life as a believer. That is not the plan of God for you. You must have something to point to. Fruitfulness. A life of impact is what you have been called for. Hallelujah. Yes. A life of impact. I met somebody yesterday. I went for a breakfast meeting. And I met the person. And somebody was introducing the person to me. And they said, oh, no. This is my main man. The guy was telling the one who was introducing him to me. I said, no. You are introducing me to this man. No. This man. He said that all the things that we do, this faith work, it is because of this man. He was referring to me. Do you understand? He was referring to me. So you see, there are things to point to. Somebody walked to my office and said, I met you and I believe that God, I believe that there is God. When I met you, I believe that. I am talking about a life of impact. When you look at the life of Bishop Doug, everywhere you go in the world, everywhere, I was surprised at the church in Dubai. Church. South Sudan. Do you know South Sudan? South Sudan, there's a church with a church building. A structure, church building in South Sudan. South Sudan. Yes. Yes. A life of impact. A fruitful life. There are too many things to point to see. That is what God expects from you and I. Hallelujah. Yes, that is why you must take this Rolling Sunday World Cup. World Cup. Because you must fulfill God's purpose for you. His purpose for you is that you will have fruits. Fruits. You don't like what I'm saying? Don't worry. Don't worry. Wow. Yeah, I shouldn't go to Israel because I felt like going to Sudan. Because Sudan, I think they will appreciate it more. Is it to be fruitful means to be is to be abundant, abounding, blooming, blossoming. In Chi, they call it. I give a new name, dormant. Just an old Dory. It's dormant. You are Doring. There's an old Dory. It's an old Dory. Blossoming. You must blossom. To be fruitful is to blossom. To be fruitful is to be abundant. To be fruitful is not to be small. Hallelujah. To be fruitful is not to be little. Hallelujah. Some of you like small family, small this, small. That is not fruitfulness. Fruitfulness is abundance. Fruitfulness is plenty. Fruitfulness is many. Fruitfulness is blossoming. It is flourishing. It is abundant. Oh, I don't know. I don't know whether I should go to Dubai and preach this message. Yes. Blooming. Abounding. Abounding. Yes. Don't go and write dormant in your examination. Yes. When you are writing English, don't write dormant. Hallelujah. Are you here? To be fruitful is to flourish. Is to become plenteous. Plenteous. So God expects you, that single person looking at me, to be converted into multitudes. Multitudes. Hallelujah. Multitudes. I'm going to show you in the Bible. Are you sure the time is correct? Hey. Okay. What? It's not true. Somebody say very correct. God is looking for something from you. It is important that your life, you live your life fulfilling His will for you. It's important. Every single one of the patriarchs was called to be fruitful. Every one of them. There was not one that was called who was given a different agenda other than fruitfulness. Not one. That is why I'm saying that it can't be that yours is different. It can't be. Every one of these great people He called, He gave them. The assignment was only one. One. What is it? To multiply. To multiply. How can yours alone be only to come to church? To come to church. You do nothing in the church. Even if you do anything, there's nobody to point to. Every one of them, He told them, the purpose for that call is to be plenteous. Plenteous. Number one, Adam. I can't believe that I have 2 minutes. Number one, Adam. Okay. I'm not starting the preaching now. Adam. Genesis 1. 26, 27. 26, 28. Genesis 1. 27 to 28. Genesis 1. Look at what it said. Please position it well for me. It says that. Anyway. God said, let us make. No, verse 27. Verse 27. We make man our own image, blah, 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 and all that. Verse 27. Number 27. So God created man in His own image. You get it? Good. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Beautiful. Yes. There was a reason why He created male and female. Not male and male. Male and female. Not female and female. He created male and female. God, the everlasting God, the Almighty God, when He was creating, He created male and female. He created male and female. This is not my idea. Look at this. Do we read the same Bible? Do we read the same Bible? Is that in your Bible? Or it is only in my Bible? Or the media people are the one deceiving us? Eh? So He created who and who? Male and female created He them. Yes, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Yes, not Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve, not Steve. Don't change the sound. It's Steve. It's not Steve. It's Eve. Eve, not Steve. I'm changing it. Do you understand? And it's for a purpose. It's for a purpose. Verse 28. Let me show you. The purpose is in verse 28. Oh, Charlie, give me injury time, isn't it? Give me the injury time. and God blessed them when He created them. That is what I say. The first thing God did after creating man is to bless them, because nobody can survive without a blessing. Nobody. So in the wisdom of God, when He created man, He created male and female. When He finished the creation, the next thing He did was to bless. He blessed them. To what purpose? To what purpose was the blessing? He blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. Be fruitful. And multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Can you believe God made Adam and Eve and gave them the assignment of filling the earth? Not Ghana, not Greater Accra, the earth. Fill it with human beings. There must be human beings, two people. It's how can you create two people and give them the assignment to fill the whole earth? How can you call me a pastor and give me a target of 100? Even Adam and Eve, they were given assignment to fill the whole world. Even yours is small. I said yours is small. Yours is small. Yours is small. 1,000 is even small. 10,000 is even small. They were asked to fill the earth. Huh? Two, just two people. Two. Fill the earth. Yes. How can Igbetown be a problem? How can it be too much? How can Igbetown be too much? Yeah. Two people, feel it. Feel every part of the earth. Feel Africa. Feel Asia. Feel America. Feel South America. Feel everywhere. Feel it. Feel it. Oh, it is my mind. It says that, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish Mataiko. Replenish Kaswa. Multiply. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish North Carnation. Replenish Igbetown. Replenish where? The whole earth. That was the assignment. Two people. Yes. Get to the work. Yeah. Don't say that the earth is too big. No, did he say the earth was too big? There are things to do. Start work. Start early. Start now. Instead of complaining, start it. Because that is the assignment. Are you understanding that? That is the assignment. The assignment to fulfill the earth. God does not look at small. You see, you can start small. You are not permitted to remain small. No. You can't remain small. Yes. So we can't be here and be small. No. There's something wrong somewhere. Yes. And must be corrected. Hallelujah. I said must be corrected. Your vision must change. I said your vision must change. Your way of thinking must change. You must see what God is looking at for you. Hallelujah. Is to feel it. God likes feeling. I said God likes feeling. Replenishing. Multiplying. Not addition. Multiplication. 9 plus 9 is 18. 9 times 9. You have to turn it. You have to turn the 18. Yes, turn it. Change the position of the figures. Change it. Hallelujah. 18 must become 81. I say 18 must become 81. 18 must become 81. I prophesy to somebody. It is your season of fruitfulness. I said it's your season of fruitfulness. You are going to point to people in the church and say that this is my soul. This is my soul. This is my soul. May that grace come upon you. I said may that grace come upon you. May men and women follow you to the church. In the name of Jesus, may God anoint the words of your mouth that when you speak, they have no option but to follow you. Come on, shout amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the will of God for you to be fruitful. To be fruitful. You will be fruitful. I said you will be fruitful. You will be fruitful. Tell your neighbor, it is my season of fruitfulness. It's my season of fruitfulness. Tell your neighbor, this word is for me. Tell to another person, say, this word, it is mine. Bishop is talking about me. God has located me today. Therefore, from today, my story is changing. My situation is changing. I am turning around. From today, I am a soul winner. From today, I'm a fruitful believer. I am a fruitful believer. I will point to my fruits in the church. From today, I am not the same again. In the name of Jesus. If I were you, I'll put my hands together and give the Lord a scream. Hallelujah. Adam, okay. My due time has come. Indeed. Number two. I'm just giving you just about three and then we'll go. Hey, I sense fruitfulness. Amaya siokeya manenea. I sense a holy anger into fruitfulness. Makayano nenemoseyataya. You will no longer be referred to as barren. I say you will no longer be referred to as a barren believer. You will no longer be referred, your land will not be referred to as a barren land. No. As a bleak. Your land is bleak. No. It will not be a salty land. No. Your land would be a fruitful land. Your land will be a good land. 17 people are believing what I am saying, and I speak to those 17 people that your land will be a fruitful land. I said your land, it will be a fruitful land. You will no longer operate in a barren land. You will no longer operate in a fruitless land. In the name of Jesus, your land is being touched today. Your land is affected. In the name of Jesus, rain is coming on your land. Your land is being made fertile. In the name of Jesus, from today, you will carry the title of a fruitful believer. In the name of Jesus, you will carry the title of a fruitful believer. You are fruitful in every area of your Christian life. Come on, shout a believing amen. Hey, number two, Abraham. Abraham was called by God. Are we not the seeds of Abraham? Are we not seeds of Abraham? Yes. So you see, Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed. Abraham's blessings are mine. If Abraham's blessings are yours, his assignment is also yours. Yes. What brought the blessings? The blessings, do they just come? No. Something attracts the blessings. So if Abraham's blessings are yours, then it means that you should also be interested in what Abraham did. Did you know that there are people who do things and no matter what they do, there's no result? Or you didn't know? Yes. There are people who do business, put everything of this in the business, it doesn't bring any fruit. There are people who have been sleeping together for God knows how many years. No child, no fruit. Listen. So, having the blessings of Abraham alone is enough. Do you understand? Because what it means is that when you do what he did, you will get the results he got. It's not everybody who does things and gets results. It's not. Yes. I know somebody who was very good at geography. He taught everybody. No, he understood geography more than anybody in the class. So he was actually the TA. Yes, unofficial TA. He taught everybody geography. And yet, this man went to write geography examination. And he was given a sheet called the topo sheet. And then he turned the topo sheet upside down. He didn't realize it. And all the mountains became valleys and all the valleys became mountains. And then he numbered and labeled and did everything. And he went. When the results came, he had failed. Everybody he thought passed. Yes. Yes. It is not everybody who does something and gets results. It is not. So you see, it's a blessing. It's a blessing that you will do something and get a certain positive. That is a blessing. So if you don't do what Abraham did, you will not get the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you must be interested in Abraham's assignment because we are seeds of Abraham. What did God tell Abraham? What did God tell Abraham? Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1. Hurry up before my injury time ends. He said that. Oh, Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Verse 2. He said, and I would make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee and I'll make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Wow. Verse number what? 3. What verse? 17. Okay, no, chapter 17. From verse 4. Chapter 17. Move from chapter 12 to chapter 17. Verse 4. Pardon? Okay. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of what? A father of many nations. Look, listen. He wasn't talking to somebody who had a child. He was speaking to a man who didn't have even a child, one single child. And he said that my covenant with you is that not only you will be a father of children, you will be a father of not a nation. A nation is made up of people. He said that you will be a father of not few nations. But he was talking to a man who didn't have one child. One. He didn't have one child. I have good news for you. I said, I have good news for you. As you sit here, you may not have a soul you can point to, but I bring you the assignment of God. And I bring you a prophecy from God that even though you may not have a soul to point to, as this is the one that I have won to Christ, from today I declare you would be a shepherd of many people. You will be a shepherd of many communities. You will be a pastor of many towns and many villages and many regions and many nations. I prophesy that to you. It will become a reality in your life in the name of Jesus. Hey, Abraham without a child, and they say you will be a father of many nations, not few, no, not children, many nations. Yes, many nations. Somebody here, your status is changing. I said your status is changing. The tag on your neck is changing. The inscription on the tag is changing. My goodness. From a Christian without fruit, a Christian without a soul, to a Christian. Hey, a Christian that is pastoring in many communities. You move every day from this community to the next, from that community to the next, from that community to the next. This will be your story. I said, this will be your story. The blessings of Abraham and the assignment of Abraham will be yours. Hallelujah. One more minute. Wow. Thou shalt be a father of many. Verse 5. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. As you sit here, that there's no particular name for you. You carry that name. But listen, God has an intention of changing your name. And you see, your name changes with your fruits. I said, your name, it changes with your fruits. Your name changes with your fruit. So grace to be fruitful for a change of name is coming upon you. I said, the grace that can make you fruitful for your name to change is coming on you. I think 5 people liked it. But I pray, Father, locate these 5 people and let this blessing rest upon them. Locate these 5 people and let this grace find them in the name of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus, a grace to be fruitful for a change of name. A grace to be fruitful. Your name is changing from Abraham, and you will be called Abraham. You will be called Abraham because you will become a father of many nations. Your fruit will change your name. I said, your fruit, they will change your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, my fruit will change my name. My name is changed by my fruit. Say it. Say it like you believe it. My name is changed by my fruit. Yes. And it will happen. I said it will happen. Wow. It will happen. There's hope for everybody, including you, even though you don't have one soul. Yes. It's changing from today. How many of you would love your name to be changed? I can see 92 people. How many would like your name to be changed? Isaiah Kukebanene. Anything that is making you fruitless so that your name doesn't change, it is cursed from today. Anything that has been placed on your crown to make your crown fruitless, to make your crown not fertile, today I curse it. In the name of Jesus, the will of God for you is to be fruitful. The assignment of God for your life is to be fruitful, is to have fruit. Anywhere you pass, your fruit will be following you. You'll be coming to church with 10 buses. You'll be coming to church with 3 buses. You are coming to church with 7 buses. You are coming to church with 18 buses. My goodness. You wake up in the morning and you become a mother. Marosti Antonanadia. You are called Kwesi. You are called Kofi. You are called Marvin. You are called Maxwell. Whatever your name is, it doesn't matter. You will become a mother. Marosti Ataya. A spiritual mother. And you will have your children, you will go around morning, Sunday morning, from one community to another, and you will gather them in the bus. Ah, because the will of God for your life is being done. You will go from one house to another, and you call your children. You call your children, put them in the bus, and you walk them to church. May that be your story today. May this prophecy be yours today. May this prophecy be seen in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fruitfulness. 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 I said fruitfulness. Abraham. Abraham. I will make for a father of many nations. I have made thee. He didn't have one son, one child. He said, I have made you. Not that I will make you, I have made you. I have made you father. You are a father, not of a community, father of nations. Are you seeing? Not a father of Ghana, father of nations. Ghana is a nation. Abayanesiata, many nations, many, not few. When you talk about Ghana, Nigeria, Togo, Benin, you know that they are few. They are few, but you would be a father of many nations. I will be a father of many nations. I say, I will be a father. I'll be a spiritual father of many nations. I'll be a spiritual father of many communities. In the name of Jesus, the community of Amanfrom, I'll be a father of the community of Amanfrom, the community of Saki, the community of Aibetown, the community of Block Factory, the community of SCC, the community of Sampa Valley, the community of, well, mention the names, the community of My 11, the community of Kaswa, the community of Amanfrom, the community of CCP, everywhere. Not only in Greater Accra, in the central region. Hey, in the central region. My goodness. In the Bronga Hafu region. Marosti Ataninia. Meyasia Kataninia. The will of God for us is to be fruitful. Its will, the plan for me is to be fruitful. Hey, my fruitfulness is not supposed to be in a particular area, but in every area. He's mentioning nations. It means that we'll conquer nation after nation, nation after nation, nation after nation. I know some of you cannot bring yourself to bear. You cannot bring your mind to accept this, but I prophesy, I speak in the spirit. I call forth fruits in the name of Jesus. I call for the grace that makes a life fruitful. May that grace fall upon us. May that grace come upon us. Hey, I know that grace is coming because it is the will of God. It's the will of God for your life to be fruitful. Therefore, the grace responsible for fruitfulness, may that grace locate a willing heart here in the name of Jesus. You'll be a father of many nations. you'll be a father of many people. How is it going to happen? Did Abraham know? He didn't know. Because to him, even the organs that he will use to do that naturally, they were all dead. They were all gone. But I know of a God that even though the organs are dead, what makes you fruitful may be dead, may be completely dead. God knows what to do to resurrect them, to bring them back to life. Any spiritual organ that is necessary for the bearing of fruit in you, which is dead today, in the same way that God resurrected the organs of Abraham and his wife and made old people be able to bear a child, may the same God bring to you life in your organs in the name of Jesus. What can make you fruitful spiritually? Say, may God resurrect the organs. Those that find it difficult to speak, may grace to speak come upon you in the name of Jesus. Those that lack the confidence, may the grace to be confident come upon you in the name of Jesus. Those that speak and they tell them that we see what you are saying but we don't agree with you, may God accompany your words with the power of the Holy Ghost, the convicting power in the name of Jesus. May grace come upon you. Ayaya no nene musia katani ni mikaya baya. Hey, kokosaya bantoni ni mikabaya. Oyosia taya. Grace is made available. I hear grace is made available. Grace is made available. Grace to have a fruitful believer's life, a fruitful Christian life. The season of fruitlessness is over. Oh, Marasaya, I am watering your ground that your ground will become fertile again. From today, your season of fruitfulness has begun. Your words will no longer fall to the ground again, but any word that comes out of your mouth, kakaya, they will receive the word. They will receive the word. They will receive it and follow you. May grace for fruitfulness come upon you. I know you are not clapping. I know you are not clapping. Oh, Jesus. Isaac, his purpose was fruitfulness. Yeah. Fruitfulness. Hey, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. God told Isaac. He said, lift up your eyes. Count the stars. Count them. Count them. What number did you get? He said, I have not finished. He said, keep counting. Keep counting. One number. One number. One number. Are you done? He said, no, I'm not done. I'm not done. And Isaac never finished counting the stars. He says that the number of stars will be the number of your seed. Yes. 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 It tells you that small. God does it. You see, he can start small. That's why I said, though thy beginning be small, thy latter end should. It should not just increase, but it should greatly increase. God likes great increase. Yes. Never be comfortable when there's smallness. No. It should anger you. It is not God's will for you. In anything, in souls, in money, in anything, in blessings, is it God's? His will is abundance. 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 Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yes. Count them. If you can count, then you can tell. I can tell the number of seeds you can have. Are you here? Do you remember what was said to Rebecca? Hey, I know I'll continue next week, but I want to tell you what was said to Rebecca. Yeah. In Genesis chapter 24, verse 60. Okay, that's point number 7. Point number 7 in this book. Yeah, first chapter, point number 7. there are 10 points. Point number 7. Look at what it says. 60, 60, 60. 24, 60. 24, 60. Hallelujah. Oh, and he said, and they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother. Thousands of what? Are you here at all? Maybe I should find some people at Kokrobite and go and share this word with them. It's like you don't like such things. Eh? It says that, it says, and they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art what? Our sister. So be thou mother of what? Thousands, you see. So it tells us that millions in thousands. Do you understand? Millions in thousands. So million has how many zeros? 6 zeros. Okay. So the thousands has how many zeros? 3 more. Do you understand? So he's saying that so trillions, quadrillions. He said, be thou mother of thousands of millions. Be thou mother. He said, be a mother of not five people. Not 10 people, not 100 people. He said that be mother. Be a mother. In other words, be a pastor, be a shepherd, be a bishop of thousands of millions. Yes. Thousands of millions. The zeros will not end. I said the zeros, they won't end. And let thy seed possess the gates of those which hate them. I know the Tuba people are calling for me to come to their branch. They are calling for me to come to their branch. Because some of you don't appreciate it. As I'm even talking, you are not clapping. You are watching. What is this guy saying? No problem. I'll go to where they will clap. Do you understand? Tuba is here. They said they will clap, so I'll come there. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Thousands of millions. You know thousands of millions? Thousands. Be a mother. Be a mother. You see, be somebody who takes care of thousands. What does a mother do? Doesn't a mother feed? Yeah. Doesn't a mother, you see, the mother, your mother has given you breast milk and you have grown up today. You say you have beard, you are misbehaving. You say you have beard, you are misbehaving. He says, I'm not a child. I'm not a child. Too old. When you were a baby, you should have said that. So they will leave you alone. Are you understanding that? Yes. A mother feeds. A pastor feeds. A mother cares. A pastor cares. Be a mother. Be a pastor. Be a shepherd of thousands of millions. It talks about multitudes. Multitudes. From today, you multiply. Sometimes I wish you were in the church. I say, from today, you will multiply. Some of you, your multiplication starts today. I said, your multiplication starts today. It's not going to be added unto you. You will multiply. I said, you will multiply. Grace for multiplication is coming upon you. I said, grace for multiplication is coming upon you. God is releasing grace for multiplication in this house. Grace for fruitfulness. Grace for fruitfulness. Grace for fruitfulness. Your status is changing. Your name is changing. Your position is changing. What comes to you is changing. It's changing by your fruitfulness. It's changing by your fruitfulness. I prophesy this to you. It's changing by your fruitfulness. It's changing. It's changing. Your name is changing. Your status is changing. You are changing. Shout, I am changing. Stand to your feet, everyone. Oh, We're praying that, Father, hey, grace to multiply, grace for fruitfulness, let it come upon me. Open your mouth, somebody. Begin to talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Oh, Jesus. Talk to him.
Oh,
yes. Hey, oh, divine multiplication, fruitfulness. Yakaya, open your mouth and talk to God. Zayaya neke kona nene mosaya baria. Ikoye bebe betetene neme kebata nene ya. Zayaya tan nene mene ya. Are you sure you are praying? Are you sure you are praying? Are you talking to God? He has given a prophecy and you are saying that, Father, I know your will for my life. I know your purpose for my life. I pray your purpose into my life. I pray it, God. This is what you want for me. You want me to be a fruitful believer. You want me to be a fruitful Christian. I am praying today the grace to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Talk to him. Fruitfulness will change everything about you. Fruitfulness will change your relationship with your father. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you for the prosperity of your word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. We are glad that no organ can be dead enough to be fruitless when it has to do with you, when you are involved, just like you were involved in that of Abraham. In the same way you sent your angels and they prophesied to them and said to Mary and said to Sarah, a year by this time you shall carry your seed. And Sarah, knowing the deadness of her womb, laughed. He said, these people are funny. How can it be? A Christian like me, look at what I have done. Look at what is around my life. How can somebody like me, Ayaseya, have followers? But God's word was true. That prophecy was a true prophecy. And that prophecy is for somebody here. Abaya Saya. It doesn't matter the complications that have come concerning your life. It doesn't matter what surrounds you. Hey, Mokaya. In Christian circles, it makes you totally dead. Abayasia. Maybe you are not even in this building, but you are watching me or you are listening to me after some days. But this is the prophecy of the Lord for you. Zaye kokena nenea. In the same way he did to Abraham, Abayasia, he has sent me as that angel to prophesy to you that a year by this time your fellowship will change, your percentage will change, your church will change. It will change. I prophesy. Oh, Jesus. This will not affect only your Christian life in terms of souls, but it will affect your Christian life in terms of your finances. It will even affect that one. In the name of Jesus, grace to be fruitful. Grace for the work of your hand to be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, the grace that makes the things you touch to receive fruitfulness, that grace is coming upon you today. Thank you, Father, We are grateful for the prosperity of your word. In the name of Jesus. Kababane se yokane. Yebana si yokekane ne mokana. Hey, let your fruit be like the stars of heaven. Ah, I heard 13 people said amen. Let their fruit be like the stars of heaven. The same blessing you gave to Isaac, let that blessing be their portion. Amakaya. If they can count the stars, so let them be able to count their followers. Let them be able to count their sheep. Let them be able to count their fruit. If they can count the stars, if we can count the stars, hey, Bobo Tanene Mosaya. Ah, may we be able to count the members of this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We receive it because this is your will concerning us. In Christ Jesus, we bless you. We give you praise. Thank you. Thank you for fruitfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, somebody invited you, or you came on your own. Hey, God's will for you is that you will not die and go to hell. Hell is not for you. If you don't surrender your life to Him, then hell will be your destination. But He has come. He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus' coming is not to condemn you to hell, but that the world through Him might be saved. He came so that if you can believe, you should be saved. They have set you up for hell. You are going to hell. Christ came to interrupt that journey. He came to interfere with that journey. That if you can believe in Him, that road they have set for you, He will change it. He will change it from hell, and you will be headed to heaven. You are here like that. Pastor, please pray with me. I need Jesus in my life. I want to pray with you. You want me to pray with you? Lift up your right hand above your head. I want to be born again. I need Jesus. You are here like that. I don't want to die and go to hell because hell was not made for you. No. It was not made. Sin is what takes you there. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Let your hand go up above your head so that I can see your hand. I can see your hand. I can see that hand. I can see that hand. I can see that hand. I can see another hand there. Please pray with me. You have lifted up your hand. You want me to pray with you wherever you are standing. I want you to walk to me in front. Walk all the way. Come. You lifted up your hand. Come to me. Come all the way to the front. You lifted up your hand. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Give Him your life.
Come to Jesus. Give Him your life today. Give Him your life today. Give Him your life today.
Jesus. Let Him have His way.
Let Him have His way. Let Him have His way. Lift up your two hands, everybody, and say this prayer after me. Make it your own prayer. I invite the congregation to join us in this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Everybody, close your eyes and then say this prayer. Mean it from your heart. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I believe.
I believe.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
I believe.
I believe.
With everything in me.
With everything in me.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Died on the cross.
Died on the cross.
He shed His blood.
Shed His blood.
Because of my sins.
Because of my sins.
Father.
Father.
Today.
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 I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord,
as my Lord,
as my Savior,
as my Savior,
as my Redeemer,
as my Redeemer.
From today,
I surrender
my life from today.
From today,
I give
my life
to you, Jesus.
To you, Jesus.
From today
I belong to you.
From today
I am yours.
From today
I am a new creature.
From today I have eternal life.
Eternal
thank
life.
You.
Thank you
for saving me.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for shedding your blood.
To cleanse.
To wipe out all my wicked ways.
Thank you for forgiving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Enough to die for me.
I am grateful.
And today,
I make you
my Lord.
I make you
my Savior.
From today,
I am yours.
You are mine.
Thank you.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to this anointed message. We believe you have been blessed and uplifted by this powerful word. Subscribe to this podcast to receive messages regularly. For prayer and counseling, please call or WhatsApp +233 27 974 7173. Until next time, stay under open heavens.